Like I would have a group of friends and then things would just kind of fizzle. And then I'd, you know, hang out with this other group of friends. And so I just never really like, felt connected to anyone there. There's that human element of being like, this is awesome, but also like it feels a little empty, like wishing whether it was a friend or like I said, a significant, like just someone else where you could just kind of like reminisce about that down the road or just like take that in. I heard once on a podcast that ideas bounce around from people to people. So if you sit and have an idea and then sit on it too long, someone else is going to take that idea. I mean, I feel like it was something that I talked about so much that I needed to stop talking about and just do it. When people say like, it's luck, I acknowledge that finding the dogs was lucky. Yeah. Everything else was not. Yeah. Go after that idea that you have in your head and make it happen.
Hey guys, and welcome back to the I Love Success podcast. Our mission is to help 10 million people in 10 years to achieve their dreams. I can't do it myself, but let's do it together. Help me by being the best version of yourself and truly do something with your life. I'm super stoked for this week's episode. It's great to have a plan in life, and I'm all about it, but you can't plan everything. And every now and then, something happens that you could never ever plan or even imagine. That is exactly what happened to Jordan Kahana, a cool guy working in digital media and running the social accounts for NFL and Pepsi, just to name a few. In 2016, while documenting a solo road trip, Jordan came across 2 8-week-old puppies in the middle of the desert in northern Arizona. The puppy rescue video has gone viral with over 300 million views across social media. Jordan decided to keep the pups and name them Zeus and Zedona, while documenting their adventures every step of the way. As their social media following grew, Jordan was able to work with travel, outdoor, and dog companies. Jordan has been full-time adventuring with his pups since May of 2017. Let's welcome Jordan Kahana! Are you the lead of the adventure squad?
I am, yeah. I'm the one that helps narrate the story, but everyone's focus is on the two dogs, always.
Yeah. That's amazing. And our mutual friend Alex Weber told me about you and said, you gotta talk to this guy because he's amazing. So I'm super happy to have you here.
Thank you. Yeah. Once he told me about it, it was a no-brainer. I love getting to tell my story and talk on these kind of platforms just about my process and experience and meeting amazing people like yourself.
Thank you, Jordan. So was that why you came to LA, or how did you end up in LA? Mm-hmm. Because I know you worked for ESPN in Connecticut, mm-hmm. right? And then were you transferred to LA, or did you want to come here? How was the whole?
Yeah, so about a year after I graduated college, I got my dream job working at ESPN and was working from on a production side. It was really amazing. And being
how did you get that job?
It actually ended up working out because there was a guy who I went to college with a couple years older than me, and he worked there. And so I saw that they had a handful of job openings at the time and passed along my resume and just through my background and what I was working on, like, it just kind of worked out. And, you know, a little of luck, but a lot of like what my path was that whole time. And so going to Mizzou, I guess, ended up working out for me wanting to work at ESPN. Yeah. And then, so I was at ESPN for 2 years, and the opportunities at ESPN were amazing, but my quality of life wasn't what I was looking for. It's in the center of Connecticut. You're kind of in the middle of nowhere, and you're focused and always thinking about your job. And I just wanted more out of that. And I was looking at major cities to work, and an opportunity to run social media for the NFL in LA came up, and I got through the process of interviewing. And it was LA for one job or in Austin, Texas for another. And the job at the NFL just kind of like outweighed everything. And my brother was living here at the time. I knew a handful of people, and you know, LA is kind of like that American dream to come and move out to. So
it's a great place. And I mean, it's interesting because I remember talking with Alex And he talked about this. I made it and I hate it. And like there's whole, he had this dream job just mm-hmm. like you. And there's so many like kids that have a very good upbringing that mm-hmm. that dreams of an amazing job. They go to a good college and they get that job. And then shit, this wasn't what I was expecting. And that's like a dream we have been told all our lives, right? And then we're there in that moment and it's not what we're expecting. Why do you think that is? And in your case?
Because when it to like cross the finish line at 23 is you have so much more life to live. And so when you accomplish that, you're like, okay, I've been working so hard towards this goal and I've got it. Now what? Like, you know, so you have to almost trick your brain to either be like, I'm content here. And some people, I don't want to say trick your brain, but like, you're either like, okay, I'm content here, or I have bigger fish to fry. I have more things to do. And I remember calling my cousin, I was having a conversation with her being like, I'm 23 and I have my dream job. Like, I have bigger goals to get after. Like, there's more to this than just being like, okay, at 23, I achieved this, and this is what I'm going to do for the next 50 years of my life. Like, I'm just not wired that way.
You're a person that loves adventure, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then you came to LA. Mm-hmm. You ran these social media accounts. How was that to run so big accounts? And what tips can you give to other people that want to influence? Because... Mm-hmm. You're good at this.
Thank you. Yeah, it's crazy to look back and think about like launching the NFL's Instagram and creating a way that they should put photos together and a strategy behind that, and working with a lot of major brands on the early end of social media and creating this foundation for them was a continuous path and taking. So I read this book by Austin Kleon called Steal Like an Artist. And what it essentially talks about is just like consume everything, like anything and everything in your field or what you like. Just, and it doesn't even have to be just your field, but just like consume all this stuff and take the parts that you like and fill in those holes of what works for you. And so that's a lot of what I did. So what I learned at ESPN, I brought with me to the NFL. And the people that I worked with at the NFL, I pieced that together. And then when I jumped and worked with Pepsi, it's like, okay, here's how we did it here. Here's how they're doing it. Here's strategies that worked, you know, and like you just keep like stacking those blocks of what you've learned and piecing it together that way. But also trusting your gut and your intuition as you see your success continue to go.
Yeah. And do you remember what types of posts, for example, NFL, mm-hmm. what type of posts were most successful?
I want to say like it was ones that could relate to both pop culture and the NFL. So when you could hybrid like a photo with a meme that was going on, or a joke, or a rap lyric, or something along those lines. When you merge those two together, you're bringing in both, like, audiences. The same way that like people say now is like collab. Like, yeah. So when you bring in those mutual ideas together, mutual thoughts, people then can relate to it that much more. And when you personify a brand, people can relate to it that much more.
And people want to have fun when they're marketing has to be fun, right?
Yes. In a way.
And I mean, we're going to talk more about this after we talk about Sedona and Zeus, mm-hmm. but I think you're amazing. And to run those accounts is incredible. But when you already have a big following, you can kind of post almost anything and people will still Absolutely. Be attracted to it, right? In a way. But when you're starting your own brand, mm-hmm. like you did now with Jordan Kahana and the mm-hmm. Adventure Squad, I think that takes much more because then you're just yourself, right?
Right.
So what happened? Why did you go on a trip traveling?
Yeah, so this is where the fun starts. So I was still... So this goes again of that I was working at a production company. I was head of digital media. For the first time in my career, I was working with a boss that was awesome, working in an office that was like, we were working on really great projects. And But I was still processing my dark time and who I wanted to be, and realizing more and more that being trapped into an office every single day was something that I was struggling with. Yeah. And so in 2016, I set out a goal to adventure out of LA once a month. And with this awesome job, I knew that I was going to have travel through work, but also I was getting paid really well. So on weekends, I would be able to go and travel, or like, you know, a month or two in advance, be able to be like, I have this weekend off. I'm going to go visit a friend in Portland or Seattle or New York or whatever it was. And so still going through everything, I had, let's fast forward to November of 2016. And I was talking with this guy I put on Craigslist that he had some husky puppies. And I was like, I want to have a dog. This is my next step. Like, the thought of adventuring with a dog has been in my mind for a very long time. And I verbally told him, I went out to get drinks with a friend and verbally told the guy, I was like, I'll give you the down payment for the dog tomorrow and we'll move forward. And woke up the next day and just like got cold feet. Like, my intuition, something was like, getting a dog right now is not the right move. Yeah. And so with that money that I was going to pay for the down payment, I looked to get a flight to South Africa with my roommate to go for Christmas and New Year's. We go type in all that. We find a flight that we're like, okay, this is a decent price. We're doing this like 3 weeks in advance, like whatever. and as we're typing in our credit card information, it comes up, this fare is no longer available. It's now $800 more. We're like, all right, well, we're not going now. And I knew that a couple of my friends were getting a cabin in Colorado for New Year's. So I was like, great. Let me do this road trip. I'll meet you out there. And this will be my year-end trip. I will have completed all like once a month adventuring, and I had been documenting all of my trips along the way because I was working in digital media and trying to be a better storyteller. I was just trying to grow as like my profession of wanting to do that. December 23rd, I think I took off. And I had my best friend had a timeshare in Arizona for Christmas. So I was with people when I needed to be with people. Yeah. Like, if you're alone on Christmas or New Year's, like, that's kind of feels super lonely. Yeah. And then the week in between, I was like, I'll be alone. This is great. I need that balance. Yeah. And then the first day that I was by myself driving up to the Grand Canyon about 50 miles south, these two little black dots ran. Should I tell the story right now? Should I jump into that? Or
do it. Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable.
So
yeah, watch the clip 10 times.
So I have my camera in my front seat during this whole trip. I have this whole, I've even filmed some stuff before I left, this whole story of like, I set out this goal, here's what I'm doing. So I had my camera in my front seat. And I left my buddy's place around 9:30 in the morning. His whole family was still asleep, and I just took off because I needed to get up to Page, Arizona. And in the middle of the road, I'm about, like I said, about 50 miles south of Page. These two black dots run in front of my car, and I like swerve out of the way. It's a two-lane highway, and just pull over, and was like, what? Like, it wasn't sure what it was, but also like, I think those are puppies. And so pulled over, grabbed my camera, hit record, and ran out and just chased after them and was so confused of like, we're in the middle of nowhere. You are the tiniest, cutest two puppies I've ever seen in my life. Like, what are you doing here? And you, like, in the video, I'm like, who are you guys? What are you doing? Like, that's what I said, like, talking to them, like, they were going to give me an answer about who they were, like, why they were out there. I just scooped them up and we went straight to an animal hospital. When I like FaceTimed my mom and my sister-in-law and the girl that I was talking to at the time, being like, what it, like, you will not believe what just happened. Like, this is, they're in my car right now. Like, what is going on? And so we got them checked out. We got some shots. We got them water, made sure that they were okay. Like, that there was no, like, you know, infested with anything, or they look great. They couldn't have been out there very long. And
you think someone left them? Or?
Yeah. So through this experience, it's unfortunate that I learned that Northern Arizona and Southern Utah is a common area for abandoned dogs. And since my story happened, I have seen about four or five other people that have found abandoned it's crazy the amount of people that have DM'd me saying, we were on a trip in that area too, we found these dogs. Or the craziest is that National Geographic on their YouTube back in 2015 has a video of two guys going on an expedition in the same northern Arizona area, yeah, and they found a puppy, have it on video, and it looks exactly like my two dogs. Exactly.
Where did they come from?
So it's an Indian reservation. I was told that they don't have like animal regulations or pet regulations in that area. So it just kind of like, it's unfortunate, yeah, and that it's like an area that happens, but
yeah. But it they were lucky that they find you.
Yeah, I mean, I say they rescued me more than, yeah, I rescued them, but I think everyone says, you know, that's kind of how Zeus got his name, of just like us coming together in this like a, you know, a moment of like a sign from the universe or a message from the gods. And
do you believe that this happened for a reason?
There's definitely energy around it. Like, I can't deny that. As someone who has, like, you know, a month earlier wanting to get a dog, and my idea of being like, I want to adventure around with it. And, like, I remember I sent an email to my brother a handful of years ago of just being like, what if I travel with a dog and put all the focus around, like, the dog? And, like, that, you know, like, no one cares about me, but it's the dog. And so to come across these two puppies in the way that it was, and while I was, like, in this place of still self-discovery and needing a reason, or like a reason to be like selfless, as opposed to being so selfish and so center focused of like, let me care for some. Yeah. I can't deny that. I believe that the universe has energies, and when you, yeah, put it out there and when you vocalize it, like, it will manifest. Yeah. For sure. So there's no denying that. It's hard. Like, I don't often say like, yeah, it was meant to be, but like, yeah, there's a reason this happened.
I think so too. And like, I meet all kinds of crazy people that are super successful, and they're all believing there's something more than just what we can see. There's some type of energies. And especially when you put it out there, right? You have to work for it. But this, you can never plan it. It just happens, because 2 minutes earlier, this wouldn't have happened, mm-hmm, right? If you would have left, or someone of your roommates or your friends had been in the restroom and you had to go after, then this wouldn't probably not have happened.
Right.
But I want to talk about two things when it comes to the amazing Zeus, uh-huh, and Sedona, because they have grown a lot now. They're pretty, yeah, big now. First, I want to talk about like your journey with them, and then I want to talk about the marketing aspect, because, okay, I think it's two things that I really want to explore. Mm-hmm. So how did it change you as a person when you had to take care? Because you're a young guy, like, mm-hmm, having two dogs is a big responsibility, and you're on this, like, you have a great job, but somewhere you feel like, I want to explore the world a little bit more. This is not 100% right. Mm-hmm. And then this happens. How did that like evolve you as a human being?
Yeah, it's definitely been an adjustment, especially putting focus towards them. I was never really a morning person before I got the dogs, and now, especially as puppies, they were waking me up anywhere from 5:30 to 6:30 in the morning, you know, and they need to go out, otherwise they're going to pee in the house, as little puppies. Now they're house trained, and it's great. They definitely are. I haven't had to set an alarm since I got them, so that's pretty great. So I'm always up like at an early hour. But at the same time, it's just allowed me to be like more compassionate, like truly love something, like a living thing, so unconditionally, and knowing how it's, the patience that comes with it, and the needing the routine with a dog. A dog needs a very like steady routine to get trained to do something, or to be, you know, like that relationship and that communication that you have, I find is really important. And I was having this conversation last night, is that how a dog is a reflection on the owner, the same way like how a kid is a reflection on the parents a little bit. So when people say, oh my God, your dogs are amazing, they're so chill, they're so well behaved, that's a good look on me. And I think that's really important for people to, I don't go places needing to say that, but it's a validation. Feels and when good, they yeah. don't act well, I feel like crap because then I'm like, this is a bad look on me because my dogs are just like wilding out.
Yeah. And I mean, you've traveled so much. Was it last year you did 35 states? 17 national parks, yeah. Or was that 2017?
So that was a mix of both. Yeah. So it was a mix of both. We did a lot. I mean, we traveled 6 months out of the year, both in 2017 and last year. Wow. Yeah.
Was it you and the dog just, and then you, do you have some other people coming with you?
Every now and then I have someone come with me. I was dating a girl at the end of 2017. So she came with me for like a good chunk of those trips. And then, this past year I've had a handful of friends come with me on trips, and I always like open up the invitation of like, hey, I'm doing this. Like, who wants to come? And, I find I'm at the point now where I definitely know the impact of traveling with someone as opposed to doing it solo is very draining. So, I've done a lot of trips solo, and now looking to have more friends come on, or just, you know, a significant other.
Yeah. Awesome. And what do you want to say to other people that are like, wow, this guy is living the dream. I want to do this myself. What kind of tips and tools can you give to other influencers that want to create good content and make a living out of that?
I think a lot of it is just being patient, be true to yourself. Being authentic is really helpful, and getting, you know, just it really comes down to a consistency. And I'm not even great at that consistency. And I see that fluctuate in my view counts and how many people follow me, and know that it's a job. It is at the end of the day. And when you don't look at it as a job, or you allow your friends to be like, well, you're just making videos, you're just doing whatever, or like you get embarrassed, or someone gives you a look as you're holding your camera and doing that, and you're like, okay, I'm going to put my camera down and not do that. Like, there is no worse feeling for me when I'm out trying to shoot something and I don't get the shot because I was intimidated by someone else's look. It's like, I don't know you. You don't know me. Like, this isn't for you. Yeah. Like, when starting, make it for you and about you. Those videos that I was making in 2016 about my travel once a month, those were for me. And I verbally put that out there, being like, these are for me. I'm glad people are liking them. My friends were reacting very positively to them.
Yeah.
But they were 100% for me. I wanted to get better at like working a camera, better at talking in front of the camera, better at storytelling, better at like just planning and being creative and giving myself a goal. Like, you have a goal to hit 10 million people. My goal was to adventure out, and that has now extrapolated. So once you hit your 10 million goal, you're not going to be like, cool, that was fun. I'm going to, you know, retire now and not help people ever. Like, that's not what's going to happen. It's, you're going to find new goals and you're going to find new things to do. So make it for yourself. When you are doing something and you're like, how am I going to make money off of this? You're going to fail.
Yeah, I think like you bring up a really good point, because you already made, like, long before Zeus and Sedona came into your life, you already made the decision that you're gonna travel more, you're gonna explore more. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't about the money, it was about your journey. And then this happened to the exact right person, mm-hmm. probably because you were sending out the right energy, and mm-hmm. also you had the knowledge. So much had to align for a person. Probably I couldn't do it because I don't have the knowledge like you had, and you've done it so well. And I applaud you for that. But I love what you said. You have to authentically wanting to do it, even if you're not getting paid. Mm-hmm. It's the same with the podcast. Having these conversations, I love doing this, man.
For sure.
It's not about money. It's not about how many people are going to listen to this. Of course, I love if a lot of people are doing it. But even if I will never release this episode, I still had an amazing time.
100%.
So
I hope you do release it, though.
Yeah, of course, I will. And I think it has so many good aspects, both with the marketing side, but also your personal journey. And I want to talk a little bit more about Sedona and Zeus because this is about them too, and 100%. We haven't mentioned them that much.
Yeah.
So can you just talk about like how are their personalities and what do you see in them?
Know? And before we fully jump into that, and I definitely want to spend some time to talk about the dogs, is for anyone's success, I think luck needs to come into play a little bit one way or another. I was very lucky that these dogs came into my life and I have the video for it. But to then build a business off of it was years in the making, having been creating videos since I was 15, having run social media accounts, like knowing how to build off of that is the difference. Like you said, like, you know, if two dogs came into your life, it wouldn't be the same way. Or, you know, would you have kept them? You give them a good life or find them a good home. But I think that's what comes into play.
And do you get pissed when people say, first, like, this is all fake? And then second, like, oh, you're just a lucky guy. Does that pisses you off?
It doesn't piss me off that people say that it's fake. I'm very fortunate, like I said, running those accounts. I have been dealing with trolls since early social media. So every now and then I'll clap back a little bit. Yeah. But like more times than not, it's like, cool, dude. Like you spent enough of your day to put someone down for zero reason. So it doesn't benefit me to give them that energy. When people say like it's luck, I acknowledge that finding the dogs was lucky. Yeah. Everything else was not.
Yeah.
And that's where me being self-confident and me knowing that I built something and worked really hard to do that is it was a job. It's a
job, and you're traveling like it's so much to put out content. Mm-hmm. People, we're doing a podcast every week. It's not easy. Yeah. It's not an easy task because you have to find amazing guests. You have to prepare, doing all this research, record. Yeah. Then you have to work. I don't do the editing. Toby is amazing, but still, there's so much to do, marketing, and so it is a lot of work. So I just wanted to ask you, is happiness success and is success happiness?
Yeah, I think it's defined by everyone. And it goes back to how we were talking earlier about like having your dream job and not being content. And how many times you hear someone of being like, my goal is to make $1 million. And then I made it and I felt unfulfilled, or like to get a dream home, you know, and like the thought of like, man, to get 100,000 followers on Instagram would be incredible. And I broke that. And it was like, wow, that's surreal, first of all, but it's like, okay, but what about 200? What about 500? Like, you know, it pushes you so much more of being like, man, I couldn't even think about getting that. And then you get there and you're like, that was the goal. There's so much more for that. I think being happy and being content is really important to being successful. Because when you're not happy or you're not satisfied and content with your surroundings, you're looking for what's next. And I think that's a mindset with a lot of people of not being content with what they have and always wanting more. Yeah. And it can be toxic.
Yeah. I'll be happy when, you know, that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't happen, you know. It's crazy. I was a world medalist and I was super happy when I won that. But then after a couple of weeks, I got fired from my job, for example. And then you forget about that great, amazing experience that you fought for over 20 years. And I think life is like that. But one thing that I really work with and what I want to do with this podcast is redefine success.
Yeah.
Because it could be making a lot of money or having a Ferrari, but it could be so much more. It could be doing something like you are doing, being in connection with two beautiful animals, seeing amazing places and contributing and giving so many people that little moment of joy. In the everyday life, it could be even if you have one follower that you smile at someone, you know, and there's so many things that are more important in life than just having it all, I believe. And I also think that being content doesn't mean that you strive for more. And that's what a lot of people mix it up. They think if you say that you're happy where you are, it means that you're not striving for more, especially in a city like Los Angeles. That's not the case. I'm like, I woke up this morning. You know, that makes me super happy. Yeah. And then, of course, there's so many things that I want to do. But at the end of the day, I woke up and I'm healthy. I'm a winner in that sense, right?
No, that's what gets lost in that. I don't know if you've ever injured yourself or like I threw out my back recently and it to not be able to just move around on a normal basis. I was like, I take that for granted on a day-to-day basis. Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more. Like, living is one of my favorite things to do, and I hope to do it for a very, very long time. And trying to max that out and being grateful for that is really important. And, you know, yeah, it'd be nice to have a Ferrari, but that's not my ambition. That's not my goal. I'm not. And I think it's tough in LA, but once you stop comparing yourself to other people and worry about, once again, like I said, your control, when you take control of your decisions and what you care about and what you want, that's where being happy comes into place. Because I can look at you and be like, I was never a gold medalist. I was never able to do that. Like all the things that in your life that are amazing, I can put myself down on, but there's no reason to do that. Like that's not the case. That like I'm very happy for the things that I'm doing and I can only control what I am doing. So why not make that the best?
Totally agree. And I mean, we all have different journeys. We all have pain. We all have good parts of ourselves. And I mean, we can't compare ourselves in a negative way that we are. I think sometimes it's good to compare yourself to learn, but not in a way where you always feel inferior, because that you can never win that race, right? And I believe that every person is beautiful and every person have something in this world to give, you know? So that's super important to me. And I have one more question, great, Jordan, for you. And that is something that I ask all my guests because I think it's super important. I love talking to you and every...
Yeah. I got another hour in me if you need it.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, we might have you come back with Alex together.
Oh, perfect. We'll bring the dogs in that time too.
Yeah, Sedona and Zeus. But I mean, we're all about sharing journeys. But at the end of the day, I want the people that are listening to this to actually create just a little bit better life, being more happy or going after that dream or taking that leap of faith like you did and quitting your job and look where you ended up. It's amazing. So what could they do, like one little thing right after listening to this to just get started?
Whatever idea that you have been in your head of wanting to do, take that next step to accomplish it. Whether it is just going and doing it, or if it was needing to make a phone call to put the pieces together, whatever you've been contemplating wanting to do, just go and do it and see, follow that path. Don't be so concerned about like, I could do this, I could do this. What if this happens? Like the what ifs are just, it allows you to just fall down a rabbit hole as opposed to let's do it and then let's react to how that came out. So go after that idea that you have in your head and make it happen.
Love that. Thank you, Jordan Kahana. Is it Kahana?
Yes.
Yeah. very cool name.
Thank Amazing. You.
And thank you to Sedona and Zeus chilling at home.
Yes, they're good. Yeah.
We hope to see you next time. But Jordan was amazing too.
Thank you. Thanks.
So thank you, everybody, for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed learning more about Jordan, Sedona and Zeus's story and took some tools to improve your own life. If you like what we do and want more free tools, because we're all about giving, go to ilovesuccess.co and sign up for our newsletter. You get our latest podcast. You get a couple of free chapters of my book. And we're constantly trying to share as much as we can so you can improve your life. But I also want you to help me to get more people to see the work that we're doing here at I Love Success, because I have a big fat mission that I'm talking about all the time, but I can't do it myself. I need you guys to help out, give us some reviews, share this with someone that you think could enjoy it, and just have an awesome day, an awesome week, and see you next week. Thank you guys. Bye-bye.